was interesting. You got the green light going?
I switched it because I saw you had yours on. So I was like, let me go ahead and switch mine.
A little moodier. Yeah, is that music? Is that music on the wall?
Where?
On the door.
Oh no, that's tour dates.
Oh, that's a calendar. Oh.
Yeah, calendar. Yeah. That was a stack. Yeah, man. I have to see it too, because just being in my phone ain't enough. So
are you drinking soup? What is that?
It's broth.
Bone?
No, just like chicken broth. I do stock instead of meals.
By itself?
Mm-hmm.
Really? I've never heard of that. I've been hearing the bone broth craze, but mm-hmm. not just, you just get it out to Swanson's and pour it right in?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Ralph's, really. But yeah. Remember mm-hmm. I was telling you, a friend, when she's sick, instead of like, or not, in addition to just tea, she'll do like broth. And yeah, heated broth. Yeah, so that's it.
Damn.
I'm gonna get down to the goal weight. I'm almost there.
Is it? Are you in like a miserable point, like eating wise, or right. Okay?
Yeah. I'm going extra hard right now, so I can just get there and then lock it in. So right now it's bone broth. It is spinach and kale salads nice. With just vinaigrette, or actually it's just lemon juice, oil, and vinegar, red wine vinegar, packs of tuna, eggs, blueberries, and bananas. That's it. And water.
Doesn't sound too bad. You know what the new thing is sardines. People, sardines is coming back.
I ain't fucking with no sardines, bro.
You ain't mess with. I'm gonna try.
No sardines. I went to this place called Jador. They do a dinner series at the Roosevelt. It's called Jador Dinner Series. I went there a couple weeks ago and I got the classic Caesar salad. And it's like a real Caesar, like anchovies. You know, Caesar salad. I mean, Caesar dressing is made with anchovies and egg white and shit like that. They got anchovies in the salad. Was not prepared for that.
Like chunks?
Like full anchovies.
Like with the head on?
The head's gone.
Okay.
But I was not prepared for it. And I was chewing and I was like, damn, this lettuce rubbish is kind of, and I tasted it. I was like, oh.
What did it taste like?
It just had like a fishy presence, essence, and it was just gamier than lettuce would have been.
And you said that's a real, like that's an original Caesar salad?
No, I'm just saying like, all right, so, you know, Caesar salad dressing is made with anchovies, like
mashed up
anchovies. And so I don't know if they was going for ultra authentic by putting that in there, or they thought that maybe it would enhance the dressing experience with it. But I me no like it.
I think the original Caesar dressing had anchovies, but now it doesn't. Which makes sense when you consider most people would have a problem with that.
Well, I mean, the videos that I've been watching on Instagram with people like making their own dressing and shit like that, they still be making it with the original anchovies. You, in it.
Like Caesar dressing from scratch?
Mm-hmm.
And they they blend the fish?
They mash it, like muddle it together and then whip it and all of that.
What?
Yes.
I don't see how you could taste the salad dressing and think like this needs fish. Like that is insanely culinary to be like this needs something.
I don't know how they came up with anchovies would fit in Caesar dressing to begin with. I feel like there were other options that were overlooked. But what do I know? I ain't no chef, okay? I ain't no chef. And I'll be honest about it. But it you got to be ready for that.
I've never seen fish salad anything. So I wonder if that was just very specific to the restaurant that you went to.
That it threw me for a loop. I was not ready for that one. So
yeah,
you know, but it is what it is. What's up, everybody? I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn Internet, You Scary.
Yeah,
got some great stories for you guys today. We got a lot of cool shit to talk about, man. Shit's going on, and yeah, man, it's crazy out right now. Like
just politically.
Yes.
It's really scary.
Bro, like most of the time.
Really scary.
In my life, during election time, I felt like I was in a financial place where whoever got picked didn't really matter that much. I mean, like, I'm not making a whole lot of money. A lot of these policies don't really affect me, but I still know which way I'm voting. This is the first year where, and I'm glad I voted, I am seeing directly the effects of the person in office. And it is scary. It is scary. This is the most adult I've ever felt in my entire life.
Well, I feel like he's not doing very traditional things, so we couldn't have expected it. You know, I feel like the things he's doing is affecting everybody across the board. And that's it's so scary, like hearing people on the streets talking about how similar this is to World War II. And it's like you read about that kind of stuff and you're just like, how did that happen? And it's so scary that we're looking at like a potential that bubbling again. You know, it's horrifying.
I saw this video about like who could still get drafted at this point. Barely made it out. Okay. Barely made it.
What you mean? Like age-wise?
Age-wise, yeah. Barely made it out.
Damn it.
Yeah.
So
I mean, like 35 or something.
Okay.
I don't know, but I have to look at it again. But yeah,
that seems even older than what you hear about in those old wars. I didn't know they was drafting 30-year-olds. It seems like everybody was like a ripe 18 going out.
Yeah. If you thought being gay was gonna save you, nah, not.
Okay. Asthma saved my dad.
I don't know if that's gonna hold up now.
I don't think so.
Yeah, nah. They'll bring your nebulizer on the battlefield.
Damn, that's true. I don't think asthma is an excuse anymore. There's probably so much stuff that worked back then that ain't flying now.
It's not gonna work, bro. It's not gonna work, man. And that's the scary part. It's like, and then it's either go to war or go to jail. And it's like, I'm going to war for what?
Yeah, that's really tough for soldiers right now. Like, damn, I don't think there's ever been another time where we were like not fighting for ourselves.
Like, bro, the current president talks like he's in a pool hall. He just be saying whatever on that microphone. Just he be talking like he had a card game. That motherfucker. I told his ass last time I saw him, I was gonna kick his ass. They'd be like, bro, you are the sitting president of the free world.
You saw the disses he put underneath all of the presidents?
I did. I haven't seen it yet.
I guess he's putting up plaques of like information that he hand wrote, and it's like saying that these presidents wanted to be like him, and Joe Biden was the worst pet president of all time. Like, this nigga is wilding, bro. He is wilding. So
it's a wild time to be alive. It's even wilder, I think, for this thing. Like, unless there's an uprising, I don't know what's gonna happen, right? But I will say, like, the people, I feel like the people who have joined ICE, I don't know if they're you know, mentally incapable of thinking long term. You know the deal with ICE, like they get the 50,000 signing bonus, but that signing bonus is broke up over 5 years. And if they should quit or resign or they're fired before that 5 years, they have to pay back restitution. All the money that they they have to pay that back. So let's say that they joined ICE this year. He's president for, you know, 3 more years. And then the incoming president abolishes ICE. And they still have to pay back $40,000 on the last year. Or let's say that, you know, something crazy happened. He gets impeached. J.D. Vance is tied as an accomplice. And because of that, we have to have a never before done in history emergency voting to get a new president and vice president and new cabinet in. Right. The people who signed up for ICE, you're going to be on the wrong side of history.
the worst.
We're not just going to forget. Your names are going to be public. Your family is going to be aware of what's going on. Your family's information is going to be public. You might not be in history books. They might not take it that far because you still got to protect the white folks, right? But people are going to know. And with what they just did with TikTok, it's just even more proof that there's always a hidden agenda. It was never about national security and China finding out secrets of the U.S. The company wasn't even owned by somebody that was Chinese. Like, there's always a hidden agenda. There is no truth or transparency with this administration and their goals or their tactics. And it's just scary.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad, man. Yeah. It's so bad. Like, ICE is really like moving crazy right now. And if this doesn't stop, I'm so scared of thinking like where it can go, because this is
Mad Max. Mad Max, nigga. That's where it's gonna be. Everybody out there and foreign vehicles that are cut up and chop, and everybody walking around with pistols. It's gonna be Mad Max, bro.
Right? It's a lot of leather. That's some bull.
Where would you go right now if you can move anywhere? Take all your money, your belongings. You still stream from that country. Top three countries you go to. I already know Japan is in there.
Japan is in there. Japan, Spain.
Okay.
And I think Canada. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I think Amsterdam. I would strongly consider Japan for their efficiency, their technology. They like quiet. They got a lot of shit that I like right now.
Mm-hmm.
And probably Canada. My thing with Canada is it'd be so cold and wet there. So, but I'm a little intimidated by Spain because I don't speak enough Spanish. I feel like to really.
That's tough. Yeah. But I also need to learn. Like before, I feel like those are the languages I need to learn before I kick the bucket, is Spanish and Japanese. Yeah. I think if I know those two, I think everything else will fall into place. I don't know. I don't even know what that means. But I'll make it work with just those two.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, you know what though? Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
I might would swap Canada with Mexico City. I love Mexico City, man.
Mexico City is beautiful.
Ball down there, bro. It's beautiful. It reminds me of a miniature New York. Building size, population, all of that. It's always something to do. Always great food. Always great live entertainment. They got a good population of expats down there, so I can do comedy. I went down there and did like 5 comedy shows on my last trip that I went down there.
Really?
Yeah, man.
It's a big comedy town.
I wouldn't say that. I just say there's a big population of people that would be open to comedy. So I could do a monthly show there. I could do a weekly show. I could do a weekly show and then do a monthly where I bring in guests and make a decent amount of money.
Yeah, I think it's like the biggest city in North America, right? Like it beats out New York. There's a lot of people in Mexico City. It's like a dumb amount of people.
Uber Black is only like $7 to $11.
Oh yeah, less maybe. I'm not gonna lie. I'm confused by the peso system, man. We were just talking about it. Like American, I know this is douchey to say because I'm American, but it's like $1 is $1, $10 is $10. So if you look at something and you're like, oh, that's $10, it makes sense. It's 10. Yeah. But it'd be like, all right, just get this little thing for, you know, 20,000 pesos, 10,000 here, 7,000 here. And the math is just wild to me. So I'm like, yeah. I like my little dollars.
Yeah. I mean, that's just conversion though. Cause if you got the bills from them, the bills tell you exactly how much it is. You just have to like, you know, do a little work with understanding the conversion of what is around this amount. Once you figure out like what sodas, chips, and candy is like when it comes to pesos, you can pretty much gauge from there. You're like, oh, this should be about this much, this should be around this much. So I feel like once you figure out like what the prices are for regular price things, three of things from that category, you can kind of figure it out.
It just don't match. Like you getting tacos and they cost $500. It's just it don't match.
All right, man. We got a couple of icebreakers, man. Let's start with what was this first one? Tell them immediately after or wait until it's awkward.
Tell what?
This could be anything. Like, you know, somebody upset you. Sex was bad. They got a smell. You know what I mean? Somebody arrives to an event. They got a smell. Do you tell them immediately or do you wait to after?
It's got to be immediate if the immediate isn't embarrassing them, you know? Because I feel like the sooner the better, but you can't be okay. Like, hey, bro, you musty. Like,
oh, you know what? She says, tell them, Hippie said, tell them immediately or wait until it's awkward.
Yeah.
It could be awkward when you tell them. If you got to tell somebody they big musty or they stink. Or whatever. Like, have you ever told anybody the sex was bad?
Yeah.
You a wild nigga.
Yeah. What's messed up is I wasn't even telling the truth. I still feel
it wasn't bad. It was actually pretty good.
No, it wasn't bad at all. I just said that because I didn't feel like I should have been messing with them. And I could tell they felt bad because they hit me like way after and was like, are you sure? I mean, it was really fucking douchey actually because it was actually quite enjoyable. But I just did it. I don't know. That was really mean. I don't really, I'm not usually mean like that. Damn. Yeah, I mean. If you listen to this,
did you have a checklist? Are you just like, all right, let's go with a couple things?
No, I don't know. Damn, I think it's just because I didn't like finish.
Because you didn't finish?
Yeah, I didn't finish. So I don't know. I think I like left after that.
Okay,
and then I was like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this. So. She said, was it bad? And I said, yeah. Yeah, I feel kind of bad, though. If you're listening, you're okay. You're all right in my book. Have you?
I've told someone that I tried to, it's no good way to try to put it on yourself. I was like, I feel like I ain't do my best. Like, why do you feel like that? I was like, you know, just not used to your body type.
That's so much worse. I'm assuming you didn't mean because she was petite.
She was tall.
Angles. Was she big though?
She could hold her own. On a basketball court or a wrestling ring.
Yeah, this was by far the worst review of all time. And you were mad. Like, I said, mine was equally terrible. But yeah, saying I'm not used to your body type is crushing. What did she say to that?
I mean, I don't know. Because, I mean, like, there's no good way to say it.
That's insane. That's absolutely insane.
And I thought I was doing the right thing. I thought I was being honest and transparent. I was like, yo, I'm just not used to your body type. It's like, what does that mean? And then it hit me what I said. And I was like, not how it sounded. Wasn't intended for how it sounded. Because I just realized how that must have sounded. And I didn't mean it like that.
What'd she say?
I'm going to go. I'm a go.
You didn't stop her, huh? You couldn't have.
What can I say? Ah, just kidding.
Sounds like she would have ran you over anyway. You couldn't contain her.
Maybe with a crossover.
Damn, man. I'm not used to your body type. Might be.
People always say they want the truth. And then you give them the truth, and they'd be like, "Ooh, that truth is too spicy."
It's like, that might be.
I don't
like,
get to pick how spicy the truth is.
But that might
the truth
be,
the, is gonna be the truth.
Top 1% of the worst things to say, though. You go ahead and finish because I'm not. That's just mean. Okay. That's crazy. Wait. Said finish it. Finish yourself.
You go ahead and finish, because I'm not. Hey, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
First crazy. Thing I'm doing, I'm definitely not going to finish. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and get up, excuse myself from said room, go to the bathroom, find the bleach, and just take a couple shots of it.
Yeah. Shots is hilarious, but.
just cat fools up. I'll just pull a little bit of the cap.
You make an espresso comment.
just a couple more shots of bleach. Just, that should do it. That's six of them. That's crazy. That might have been worse than, because you're not. That comment says, I don't even want to at this point. It's nothing. You didn't give any no constructive criticism. You didn't even tense. Yeah. It's just like, yeah, just go ahead and just hurry up so I can go lay down.
Damn.
That's the car ride that you go home and you don't even listen to music. You're just driving like, she really said that.
I don't think that's ever happened to me. I remember getting kicked out. I got kicked out once.
Really? Yeah. Why?
It was a sweet kick out, but I said the wrong shit. She had a situation of her own.
Uh-huh.
And she just had some weird rules about her cheating, I guess. She said that certain positions she can't do because then it's me smashing her instead of her. You know, that was the logic.
And was she like, a Mormon?
Well, I guess she could deny anything if she was getting fucked. But if she's like, I ride you, I'm fucking you, then that's wrong. I was like, what?
He was like, you can put it in, but only in the butt. And somebody has to jump on the bed.
And I didn't understand that. And she asked me to leave. And I did. It was a very humble clothes gathering. But I was just like, that's crazy. Oh,
that's the work. That's the work. Let me tell you, I'm taking my shirt off on stage a couple times for a couple of jokes on my shoes and stuff like that. Or even just like get down on the ground to like land this joke, like land. And there's no cool or redeemable way to get up off the ground on stage. There's no redeemable or cool way to put your shirt back on after you just, I mean, the joke was, you're like, yeah.
I know. Imagine the joke doesn't land. You got to do that.
Nipples out. I got pink areolas.
So anyways, the only thing worse than picking up my stuff and leaving was the fact that I forgot my phone mid-kickout. I had to hit her up on Facebook. It was a long time ago. I had to hit her up on Facebook and come back the next day. Two humble pickups, one kickout.
Man, imagine if she had picked you up. What if she had to
drive me back? I would just have all my clothes. I wouldn't even put my clothes on. I would just have them in my right here. Right, yeah, just right here. It's fine.
What if you like, just get in the back? Don't
Uber.
Don't sit next to me.
Uber style. Yeah, that was probably the most that as awkward as it gets for me. But that's crazy. Oof. I've never. That's no. What Hippie said was nuts, and what you said was crazy. I can't. Did she ever talk to you again?
No. Man, I was probably about 5 minutes into hunching, and I was like, I ain't never gonna see her again. I ain't never doing this shit again.
Oh, so it was bad.
It was just, I wasn't used to her body type. I was giving it my all, and I feel like I wasn't even putting a dent in it. I was just like.
I love it. I was trained with the big. Molded by it. I used to slay giants. Giants, I tell you.
That's what you would have to have done. That's what you would have had to have done to be able to, man. I ain't tripping off that. All right, next one, last one. What's worse, counseling last minute or being counseled on?
What's worse?
Mm-hmm.
definitely canceling last minute because it's your fault. But being canceled on most of the time is like, okay, that opened up, you know?
Yeah.
There's a rare times where you're like, oh, thank God, you know?
Yeah. There's a lot of times that I'm like that.
Really?
Oh. I see what hate canceling on people. Like if I had to do a podcast or a comedy show or something like that, I hate that. When people cancel on me, I'm going to be honest with you, man. Like the older I get, and this is going to sound kind of cynical and just kind of sad, I'm going to be honest with you. Right now, it's not a lot of shit that I be hype about. Like, can we talk about it, man? Like with everything going on right now, it's not a lot of shit that I'm hype about. Like, there's no album, show, movie, shoes, line of clothing, food, return of food, or anything that could drop right now. And I'd be like, I need it.
Nothing this year. There's a lot of stuff dropping this year. You're not excited about any of it?
And I know some of it's personal, like going through some shit and just like, you know, family, health, and shit like that. But right now, yeah, man, I don't know if that's getting older. I don't know if it's just the season I'm in. But yeah, so when people cancel, I'll be like, oh, man, it's all good. Don't even worry about it. Nigga, I was trying to look for a reason to cancel. I was just trying to see if I was going to go with my grandma or my dog had died. I was looking for a reason.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think if you're introverted and you prefer, you know, your time, then I think that you're more accustomed. Some people hate being at home by themselves. You know, some people really hate it and they're always out somewhere. So I think if you're used to it, a lot of times going out to these events is showing support in some type of way.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Going here for this person's birthday, this person got something coming out, these events and stuff. So if they switch it up and they're like, oh, it's not happening anymore, you like, oh, for sure. Hell yeah.
Hey, man. That just frees me up for both times. Cause like, oh, we're gonna reschedule. All right, cool. When you reschedule it to? The such and such. I'm out of town that day.
Oh, damn. How many people you hit with the I'm out of town that day?
This year?
Damn. It's been like 20 days.
I ain't in a good space, man. I just want to lay down, man. I told you what my diet's like, baby. My diet is trash right now. I ain't eating that fun. I want to be out with niggas enjoying carbs and shit like that. Niggas be eating french fries. French fries look good as fuck. I don't want to be there, man. I'm not that strong yet, man. I'm still doing my journey.
Are you at a point in any segment where you're like looking at certain foods and you're like, I don't even want that anymore?
I miss pizza, but for the most part, I'm like, man, that shit's so heavy. Like, even if I do that shit like once or twice a month, that shit, I feel like it undoes so much that I just, And I miss like Popeyes too. And I fucking miss like chicken, like just some good ass fried chicken or some fried fish. I just, like, maybe when I get to my goal weight, you know what I'm saying? I'll do it like once a month, but I just, it ain't worth what everything that I'm going to have to undo and redo to get that back. So I just like, fuck it, man. I just can't. It's a slippery slope for me, man. I have one chicken wing, and then the next day I'm ordering the 3 for $15 at Domino's, and I got four wings. And two dip. Yeah, oh man.
You just black out and wake up in a 50 piece, like, oh, what's going on?
Chicken bones everywhere. I use the Domino's pizza box as cover. Like, I'm just laid. Mermaid style, the pizza box over my leg. I got the other one up here. I got the wing box over my eyes. It's just bad, man. It's a slippery slope, man.
Waking up in a pizza box is crazy.
Bro, it's like
downward spiraled. You can wake up like this.
It's too much, man. I'd rather just be smart. Be conscious and save that little bit, man. I let somebody blow a piece of breath in my face.
Why? Holy shit.
Looking at that, it tastes good, though. It look like it tastes good. Bite it again. Let me see a cheese pool. Bite it again. Ooh, that's good. That's good.
So nasty. Oh, shit.
Let me open the box. I want to get first snip. I'll be like, yeah, but I can't, man. Like, it's just... It's hard, and the older you get, the harder it is to lose that weight. So I gotta just be, I gotta be strict. I gotta be disciplined right now. And that's another reason. Like, I don't want to be out seeing niggas enjoying themselves eating the food that I can't eat, because I knock that shit off the table.
How do you move at, like, events, dinners, places that it's pretty much everywhere?
I try not to go. Like, for real. Like, when I'm hosting
that. That's real.
When I host that Chocolate Sundays now, man, and because I've been cutting back on the drinking and stuff like that, everybody up there having a good time, drinking, glass of wine, shit like that. I do, because I can do both shows. So I got to wait in between when I get off stage for my part of the first show until the second show starts. I go sit in my car. I read, I watch a movie or something like that. I just try to remove the distractions and the temptation away from me, or remove myself from it, because it's always going to be there. So until, like, I build up my discipline and my strength and my resilience, I can't make niggas stop drinking or stop eating. So,
yeah,
I just remove myself, man.
Interesting. That's a good method.
Yeah, man. I do that, or just kill myself. I'ma do it. Just take a piece of pizza. No.
Just eat it, man. He's like, no. Fuck this.
You don't know what it's like to not have a navel deep. I want that. Hey, man, I'm just trying to make better choices, man. And if you guys are trying to make better choices, more economical choices, more financially sound choices, this, man, I'm trying to tell you, if you haven't already, you need to check out Mint Mobile. Now, yes, you know exactly what Mint Mobile I'm talking about. You know the commercials with Ryan Reynolds, and he has a button-up shirt and all of that, chiseled jaw. You know exactly what I'm talking about, Mint Mobile. And now that the holidays are over, you might be feeling like you got spending hangover, right? The drinks, the holiday food, the gifts, it all adds up. Well, luckily with Mint Mobile, they're here to cut back on the overspending on wireless this January with 50% off their unlimited premium wireless. Now, before we go any further, trust me when I tell you, because I know some of y'all gonna be like, well, I don't know anybody with Mint Mobile. How does it really work? Well, I can tell you this, right? I have Mint Mobile on one of my phones, and I also shared this information with Hippie. And now Hippie also has Mint Mobile on one of her phones. And I'm just gonna show you her testimonial real quick, because this is real. She said, yes, I signed up with Mint Mobile. It's extremely easy to get my service on my device. They do a physical SIM, or you can do an eSIM. She did it in like 5 minutes or less, and it's really cool because now you get to do 3 months at a time, or you can do a whole year at a time, and you get to use the app, and the app tells you how much time you have left on what you paid for. It just makes sense, guys. It makes a lot of sense. So if you're looking to cut back on your spending, save a little money, but still have a quality service, then you really need to check out Mint Mobile. I mean, it's just the way to go. When it comes to picking your service, you get to cut out big wireless, bloated plans, and unnecessarily monthly charges with 50% off. You can get 3 months, 6 months, or 12 months of unlimited. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited text and talk. It's delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And you get to use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring over your number along with all your existing contacts. Because, you know, switching companies and phones, that's one of the worst things. You got to store everybody back over. This contact didn't save. And it's just a lot. You get to save all of that. You can come with your existing phone. Come with your same phone number. Come with all the contacts. That's enough. So this January, quit overspending on wireless for 50% off unlimited premium wireless. Plans start at just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/DIYS. That's mintmobile.com/DIYS. Now, this is a limited time offer. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12 months required. And it equates to $15 a month, taxes and fees extra. Initial plan term only less than 50 gigabytes may slow when network is busy. Capable device required. Availability, speed, and coverage varies. See mintmobile.com.
Mint Mobile, some of the best ads in history,
bro. Ryan Reynolds, he's a genius, bro. He's a genius, marketing genius, great actor, funny as hell. But I tell you what, I got it on this extra phone, but I'm thinking about for $15 a month, and you pay up front.
I was about to say,
you get to see how much time you left. You just add on to it. Hey man, I'm gonna see how this goes, and I might go ahead and just switch both of them up. Why not, bro? Why $15 a month? I have never been with any company and it was that little amount and still got unlimited text and talk and data. You're crazy.
I'm thinking about switching over to the other side, Androids.
Oh, really?
Little Galaxy action, notepad action.
I think. Hey, listen, I've been reading more and more stuff about Apple, bro. So Tim Cook was at the White House unveiling some documentary about Melania. I'm like, nigga, fuck all of that, bro. You got work to do over here. Y'all ain't really came up with nothing new at Apple since my boy died. So I'm just like, hey, man, it might be time for me too. It might be time for me.
I'm mainly going based off of like cameras and stuff because user interface, Apple got it. But the cameras, especially like how integral cameras are in our careers and everything, mm-hmm. like I might as well switch because I don't know what it is. Ever since the iPhone, what's the latest one? 17? Ever since like the 16 dropped, my camera's just been blurry. Like every time I take my camera out, all the lights are like got the little thing. And I'll wipe it and I'll be like, damn, there ain't no way I'm touching my camera this much. And I'll wipe it and it's gone. And then the next time, I don't know, it's just been weird.
So iPhone cameras be having astigmatism. That should be blur. I'm gonna have to take one of my contacts and put it on the lens of my iPhone because I'm so sick of this shit, man. And the low light shit works 3 out of 10 times. Mm. And the rest of that shit just be dark for no goddamn reason. Apple is not the giant that they once were. And it's just crazy. And it's crazy. It feels like social media has enlightened us to so much stuff that's going on behind closed doors. Because before social media and information was so readily available, we didn't know much about these celebrities. There was a certain mystery about them and CEOs and who's donating what to what fund and all that. But now that we know everything, it's like, oh, you rocking with you the ops. I'm taking my money somewhere else. And I think it's a love-hate thing with that, but I also like, bro, knowledge is power.
Yeah. No one suffered more than rappers. I feel like back in the day when rappers were mysterious, we only heard about them through magazine covers and 106 and Park appearances. The mystique was cool. Now they're showing us too much of their personality on Twitter. And we're just like, the PR is just like, ah, we would have stopped that, but it's too late. And we're just like, ugh.
Bro, there's so many rappers that need to have that phone taken. And I ain't going to say no names, but it's one that gets on there just about every day with all types of foolishness. And his cocaine, allegedly, his cocaine habit is just really showing right now. He got on there snot-nosed and always yelling at the camera, sniffing and playing a video game, like doing this shit. It's just like, where's your team at?
I don't know how.
You beefing with Bone Thugs and Harmony? Why are you beefing with Crazy Lazy Busy Flash and Witch?
What's also happening? not the niggas to beef with. Them old heads, like hell nah. Them niggas was getting in fights with Wu-Tang back in the day. Leave them alone.
And Wu-Tang had a song called Wu-Tang Clan Ain't Nothing to Fuck With. And them niggas was like, fuck this song. We fucking with y'all. Bro, it's crazy, bro. Like, it's a crazy thing. And the sad part of that, like I said, like the social media is the addiction, I feel like, to clout. Because when something goes viral, the level of dopamines that people reach, I feel like, is only...
It's a drug.
Yeah, it's a drug, and it's only reached again by trying to go viral again. And so you have to do something just as crazy or crazier to break through the fray to get it. So you got people doing the wildest shit.
Crashing out.
Bro, I'm going to be honest. If it wasn't for comedy, stand-up comedy, and me having to do shows and got to promote these shows and keep my following and engaged and entertained, I would take a year off, bro.
Yeah.
I think it would be good.
A year off of comedy or a content creation period?
I would take a year off of social media. Mm. Like I would want to have it so that, you know, I could afford an assistant that could post for me.
Yeah.
Because I still would like maybe post pictures and stuff, but I wouldn't want, like, you know, there are a couple phone companies out there that are doing like these minimalist phones and they don't have any social media available on them. You just have like text, GPS, phone, calculator, that type of shit, but you don't have access to social media like that. And I think it's healthy because I've seen it with me, bro. Like, I am watching a movie or a show and I'm scrolling at the same time. And I'm like, why am I, what is wrong with me?
I've had those moments. I'll have like three devices in my lap just doing like this. And it's like, bro, this is the Matrix.
Right. And I'm trying to watch a new show. I started watching a show called Station 11, which is pretty good. They jump back and forth between the future and the past a lot. So if you're not paying attention, it's easy to get lost on it. It's not a show where you can scroll. And I'm just like, I got to put this fucking phone down, bro.
Damn. It's tough because it's like, you know, being on social media, especially as a, you know, public figure, you know that that's a tax on mental health. So everybody talks about taking breaks and does take breaks. But then on the opposite side is like, we're in such an oversaturated market that that could, you know, time off could be it. You know, we've seen it with niggas going to jail. We've seen it with niggas like slowing down. And it's just like a tough middle area. But what I do like is like, it seems like now out of all the time that I can remember, especially like in entertainment, people are a lot more lenient for people going away and coming back.
Yeah.
It's like the fan bases like embrace them. The only thing I've seen is people come back and drop some bullshit and then people leave. But for the most part, whether it's jail or mental health or like just something going on, I've seen like fan bases be really, really lenient with people taking breaks.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
It is, man, because I think people are starting to understand the harmful side effects of just like too much. Like even with Cassavet, like, you know, him taking the time off and then going to do fashion and going, you know, to study it and stuff like that. Yeah, man, it's you gotta take care of you first, man. You gotta take care of you first.
Yeah,
and do exactly what this lady did not do, which is just don't do nothing dumb, because a Florida woman was arrested with drugs in a bag labeled definitely not drugs.
Oh, how the hell did she get caught?
Oh, the irony.
Who looked in there?
A Florida woman. I think she might have been, I don't know if it was at the airport or what, but a Florida woman was arrested for the second time in the same month on drug possession charges, according to the Brevard County Sheriff's Office. Deputies say she was carrying carrying meth and drug paraphernalia in a bag labeled definitely not a bag full of drugs. Authorities discovered the items during a traffic stop after the driver consented to a search. All right, now listen, man.
She consented? She was like, well, I mean, this is definitely not a bag full of drugs, so yeah, you could search it. You searched it. Like, bro, what? But this is very methy. As soon as I saw the bag, as soon as I saw the headline, I was like, this ain't like weed or coke. This was a methy idea.
That is crazy. Why would you even?
She didn't get the joke. She definitely didn't get the joke, because the point is you shouldn't put drugs in there.
Right. No, I think she saw the bag and she was like, this is a trick.
You'll
never suspect anything.
This is genius, because I have so many drugs and I never knew how to carry them. And it says this was her second time. The first time she had a bag that said drugs.
Girl, second time in the same month, though. Second time in a month. Like, baby girl, what ain't you getting now? What ain't you understanding?
Just let her do the meth. Who is she hurting? Herself, God. I guess. Yeah.
Her teeth. Yeah, her children, her valuables,
mm-hmm. Her face.
Her face? Them swords, bro.
What's crazy is, you know, the designer of the bag saw this story. Like, it was just like, oh, Jesus Christ. It really hit the drug fan base. Like,
should not have consented to the search, baby girl. Should not have consented. This next story this one is kind of funny to me, because me and Ferry used to do stuff like this to each other, but a cleaner quits after the client hides 100 of rubber ducks as a game.
Like Jigsaw?
Well, no, like I think just like, you know, the little rubber ducks that people will set on your Jeep if you have Jeeps and shit like that. So a house cleaner was left horrified by the game her client left for her to do.
Wow.
The cleaner went viral after showing what a client left for her to do upon arriving to their home. 100 tiny rubber ducks hidden all over the apartment with a note that told her to find them all to ensure a job well done. The cleaner managed to find 76 and later emailed the client saying she didn't have time for games and quit after the client brushed it off as a joke.
Well, first of all, that's hilarious. Second of all, it is a very interesting way of keeping tabs on everything right. That's dirty in your house. But also, it's like, that's so specific. Like, well, I feel like cleaners might, you know, cut some corners. You know, I know a lot of them that don't.
Definitely.
I know I've had a lot of great cleaners, but like some of them will be like, you know, just the immediate stuff. So if they're like an actual checklist, if you weren't like, you know, if you had a sense of humor, that might be like I want to find them all, you know. But then it's also like, man, you found all of these. You could have wiped some of these things off yourself.
Bro, not only that. 100 is crazy.
That's a lot of
how
spots.
Dirty is your place?
That's a lot of spots.
The person said that they put these in places to make sure or ensure a job well done. So, you know, you're putting them by the baseboards, you're putting by and behind the toilet, in the bathtub, in the refrigerator, right? But if you say, and how big is this apartment, bitch? Well, you can hide 100 ducks in random places. Now, maybe some of them just hidden just for fun, but if you're literally trying to ensure that your cleaner does a job well done, I can't think about 100 places, and I'm in a 3-bedroom, 2.5 bath. I can't think of 100 places to hide ducks.
It's got to be like super specific. Like, it's probably not like, all right, kitchen counter, shower. It's got to be, because I mean, this is literally them being anal. So I feel like they're probably not hard to see. If I were to guess, you could probably stand in the middle of each room and see a couple off rip. And 76 ain't bad for her to be pissed off. Yes. If you were mad from the jump, I probably wouldn't make it past 15, 20 ducks before I'm like, fuck this. So she made it well into the C, B plus area.
She got 3/4 of it done. She got 3/4 of the job done, which means that maybe that last 24 were in places where they weren't used to cleaning. But had they been told to clean that shit yet?
Or she couldn't find them.
Yeah.
And she was just getting mad, like, man, fuck this. Where are they? Tell me. Give me a hint.
The person probably put up with, like, shoes and jacket pockets and shit. Like, bitch, I'm not going to go through all your fucking tennis shoes. Can you imagine if I put all of this shit, ducks in all of these tennis shoes? Look how
damn.
Many shoes.
Damn. I didn't know it went all the way up to the ceiling.
There's one on the ground, too.
Jesus. How many
shoes? So imagine if I thought that was a funny game. Like, yeah, find all 100 ducks. Good luck.
Well, that would be easy. Once you see them in 3 pairs of shoes, you're like, oh, they're in all of these. How many pairs of shoes do you think are on that wall?
Oh, shit. I don't know, man.
You think it's over 100?
No.
Oh, they were tiny. Oh, that's insane.
But that was just on that baseboard. You see, it was on the baseboard.
Oh, water the plants. Okay. What'd she want to do there?
Okay, clean that part right there.
This is kind of cool. But to be honest,
now that I see it, it was like, all right, I get because of the size, they could be easy to look over.
Yeah.
Right? But if they had got them a little bit bigger, like the ones they sit on Jeeps are like a little smaller than this, right? So just have the motherfuckers on the places that you want the person to clean. Or just write a list and just have them check off the list.
Well, that's kind of the same thing.
It is funny, though.
I was about to say, I wouldn't mind this. And what's interesting is that either the cleaning service had like a flat rate system where it's like, clean my whole place for this amount because it's this many rooms, or it's hourly. I feel like I've experienced both. So if it's hourly, it's like, kiss my ass. I found 76. Do you want to pay for another hour? Or if it's like a full rate, then you should be willing to be there until everything's clean anyways, right?
So we don't know if this cleaner had another place to go to for that day. They usually don't do just one place a day. So if I'm normally here for like an hour and a half, 2 hours, and it's been 2.5 hours because I'm looking for all these fucking ducks, but I got another client on the other side of town in LA, so I got to deal with traffic and then get there and sit and suck my ass cheeks, baby. Like doing all that shit.
Yeah, 100 seems like a lot. It would have been, I wish they would have told us how much, like how big the actual place was. Because if it was 100 in a 2-bedroom, you could probably find that pretty quick. But if this was like a house, that's rough. But it sure is a good job. At least they know exactly what they need cleaned.
Yeah, that's crazy. You go to a lot of amusement parks. Did you go to Disney when you were over there in Japan?
Nah, no, nothing Disney, just Universal.
Okay, that's Cleo. That's more of the Disney person. Okay, because this woman dies after riding Revenge of the Mummy roller coaster.
Another person in Disney?
Woman dies after riding Revenge of the Mummy roller coaster at Universal Orlando theme park. Also, this isn't Disney. This is Universal. A 70-year-old woman died in November 2025 after riding the Revenge of the Mummy roller coaster at Universal Orlando, becoming unresponsive and later passing away at the hospital. The medical examiner linked her death to a ruptured aneurysm without trauma, according to recent reports from January
2026. Sheesh. I mean, it was revenge.
I didn't know if we was going to do it. I was like, are we going to throw a couple legs? Is it good? Is it? One has to wonder if this was a nuts in the moon.
Sometimes the mummy don't miss. No, it's called Revenge of the. No, that's fucked up and insanely ironic. I went on that ride and it's.
Did you?
Yeah, it's incredible. So that's unfortunate, but
yeah,
aneurysms are so scary, man. That is so scary. Just like that, like no.
There's no warning. Sometimes there's no warning. Sometimes it's immediate. Sometimes you have time to make it to the hospital if you know what signs to look for.
Yeah.
It is scary. And the same thing with blood clots, man. You know, they say that's how Heavy D died. He got a blood clot while traveling on flying.
Mm. Like in his legs?
In his legs. And then it can travel up to like the heart or the brain. And so those are the things where, like, you just, damn. There's nothing you could do with that, bro. I'm on a plane wearing these compression socks. They look like dress socks, you know what I'm saying? Got my legs looking like Christmas hams when I get to the hotel. And
How high up do they go?
I got a couple. I got some ones that are, like, right above the ankle, and then I got some that go up to my calf.
Okay, same. I love
the long flights, I wear the calf ones for. Like, if I'm going from LA to New York, I wear the calf ones. If I'm just going to like Dallas or something like that, I throw on the short joints right there.
I was gifted some, because I'm doing like a lot of like recovery stuff for my legs. And I was gifted some compression socks that go above the knee. And I liked them so much, I bought a pack. And then my stupid ass wore them on stream and went to go grab something. And niggas was like, are you wearing stockings? Because I was wearing Muay Thai shorts with fucking knee socks. I fucking look like a schoolgirl. But I love these compression socks. I get it. I understand. It's for my health.
I didn't know you were supposed to wear them when you weren't traveling. I thought they were just for like travel or like people who have like those big calves or gout. I didn't know you could just.
They're called diabetes socks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was laughing as I opened them because it said that right on the box. But no, because you know those things that you put on and they go all the way up here and then you press it and they heat up and they also compress and they're like really good for leg recovery. I started doing that, so I just pair that with the socks, and yeah, man, I should have kept it to myself. Shouldn't have shared it.
Hey, what is the length that you would go to prevent yourself from dying from a bite, like a snake bite, a poisonous bite, would you have the gumption to try to suck out the poison, or would you just like grab a knife and maybe cut that extremity off, like the finger or hand, arm?
I think you can overreact so easily, because I feel like I've done Pat Geo long enough to know, I don't know for sure, but I know that sucking the venom out is not always the option. It might never be. I gotta brush up on it. But then, like, imagine you cut your arm off and then that you get to the hospital and they were like, that nigga wasn't poisonous. That species isn't poisonous.
Well, you know what? That is our next story.
Oh, shit.
So, man cuts his finger off after snake bite out of fear of dying. Then doctors assure him that it was not venomous.
That sucks. That sucks.
That is the... Should have had a V8 moment.
Wow.
A 60-year-old farmer from China, Zhang, was bitten by a five-step snake. I don't even know what that is. Which he feared was deadly. Believing he only had minutes to live, he amputated the affected finger on his arm. The incident occurred in Shanggu, China?
Shanggu,
China. However, after receiving medical attention, doctors confirmed that the snake is not venomous. He showed no signs of poisoning, but unfortunately, he had lost his finger due to his panic.
I would call. I feel like if you're in a situation where you can call, you usually have at least an hour, you know?
Really? So, but wait, you have an hour before it spreads through your body and can kill you. But like, if you can cut it off immediately, you don't have to worry about an hour. And I'm like, all right, so you cut it off. Cut it off. Like, they got skin graft technology and all of that shit. You can just go to the airport, the hospital with the finger and just have them attach it?
I would take the time to either Google or just talk to somebody real quick. Like, this thing bit me. What do you feel? This. Oh, you good? Or chop it off. Then I'll chop it off. I ain't risking the finger. Especially, he said there was no symptoms. If he saw the venom suit going like this, then yeah, chop that shit off. But
I don't think you're gonna see it going like that, though. I don't think it's gonna be like it's gonna be in the movies.
You might. I mean, I'm sure that it's gonna get some discolored or something. Like when something with venom bites you, it usually discolors or something.
Yeah.
So if you feel fine, I'm gonna call. If I feel crazy, I don't know. It depends. Might turn into Snake Man.
You called immediately in a panic. Like, I need to talk to somebody. I got people. I say, they're like, please hold.
They come back. Hello. What was your problem again?
You just turned into a fucking snake.
Like I said, never mind.
House of Slytherin, hang up.
Goes off and does snake shit.
All right, man. It's about time for us to get up out of here, man. But before we do, man, Pat, you got anything going on you want to let the people know about?
Yes, new show on All Def called Tea and Time. We just dropped the first episode with Kev on stage. We got to hear more. We got Tony Baker. We got Kenesha. We got Precious. We got CP. Really, really good season coming out. Check it out.
Fire. Check that out. I'm going to be hitting the road. I am in St. Louis on the 14th of February, 21st of February. I'm going to be in New York, 22nd. I'm going to be in Detroit at Mic Drop. And then March 6th, 7th, and 8th, I'm going to be on the road. I'm going to Columbus. I'm going to Louisville, Kentucky, and I'm going to Chattanooga, Tennessee, respectively. 6, 7, 8. Those are going to be my birthday shows. If you are out there in those places, pull up on your boy. It's going to be a great time. Other than that, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much for watching another episode of DIYS. I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And we'll see you next week on another episode of Damn Internet. You scare me. Peace, guys.
Later. Don't cut your fingers off.